Hey, what's up? This is Apotheca Audio Boo, and it's been a while. This is Daybirds, of course, recording live from a public park near my house in Yeonju, Gyeonggi-do, South Korea. And today's been a pretty good day. It was one of the first days of warm weather we've had here, and I hear that right now in Wisconsin they're having record high temperatures for this early in March, and I think that's crap. They should have had that last year when I was still in Wisconsin. So I'm just celebrating right now. Nothing in particular, but it's warm, nice weather, and makes me want to be outside. So I actually just went to a movie, and once I got out, I walked around a little bit, and I decided to come celebrate by sitting here in this park that is literally around the corner from where I live, and it's a very nice big open park, and it's beautiful, really. So people are out talking, people are walking around, people are playing ball, and it's nice. It's good to be here. I'm also drinking a Georgia canned coffee to reminisce about my first few weeks in Korea when I would often come to this park and drink Georgia, because I didn't really know many of the other drinks that they had at the GS25 and Family Mart, which are both convenience stores. Yeah, so it's good. Actually, today, a few of my friends from UW that teach elsewhere in Gyeonggi-do made the trip up, or down in some cases, to Yeonju. My friend Emily from Yeonchon, which is north South Korea, came down, and her boyfriend Deji, who's also a good friend, came up from Gimpo, south of Seoul, and her friend Soren came up from also south of Seoul, and it was pretty cool that he came up. Oh, look at that dog. Whoa. Yeah, dogs on leashes is kind of a foreign concept here in some in some areas, so usually instead of having the dog on a leash, the dogs just kind of run around, and then the owners have to yell at them when they chase after balls and stuff like that. Sounds kind of bad, doesn't it? Right, so my friend Soren came up, and that was pretty cool of him, because he lives... I didn't even know this until he got here and told me, but he lives apparently 2.5 hours away. That's his commute, so that was very, very cool of him. He has to take the Seoul subway system, or I guess above ground train at some points, the metro, to Line 7, and then takes that all the way down past... through Eastern Seoul, and then goes to a bus terminal and takes a bus there that apparently takes a long time to get to his abode. So unfortunately, he got up here a little bit late, well, not too late, about 11, and then he had to leave at 5, but it was very cool of him to come up, and we were waiting for our other friends to get here, so we walked around Yeonju, well, my part of Yeonju, for a while, and sat in a public park, and the weather was beautiful, and it was awesome. Everybody came up here today to go see Chronicle, the new movie, which actually just came out in Korea. I know it's probably already ended its theatrical run in the States, because it came out there last month in February, but it... was delayed here by a month for some reason, and it finally just opened up a couple of days ago. Luckily, my local Megabox cinema has it, so we were going to go see that at 1:30. There were limited showings, so we didn't really have many options besides the 1:30, but there was some unpleasant news that kind of delayed everybody getting together, so unfortunately we didn't make the movie, but that's okay, because it was good to walk around outside and enjoy the beautiful weather more than sitting in the movie theater.